This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Stephanie Wildman of Cradlepoint. Stephanie, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Donnie. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, Stephanie, one of the big challenges for public safety is making technological decisions and then making purchasing decisions to actually get the gear. Tell us, what are some of the things that people should consider when they're trying to make these kind of decisions?
Well, I think that there's a couple really big things that you need to think about first. And one of the important things is to make sure that you have the right people involved from the beginning. Nobody likes to get to purchasing and then have your project put on hold for months for them to go out for RFP. So make sure that you have the right people at the table from the beginning. And also, you know, think about which purchasing vehicles that you have available as an alternative, to that standard RFP or invitation to bid. Are there straight state contracts or are there cooperative contracts that you could possibly access? How can you make this process easier and faster, not just so that you can get what you need, but also make it easier on your purchasing group because then they're going to love you.
Okay.
Also think about total cost of ownership. Make sure that when you're talking to your purchasing group that you've thought about this and that you've considered, that what solution you're looking for has the full cost considered, maintenance, upgrades, software you may need. What is the total cost of the equipment that you're going to buy?
Okay. And is there a way to, are there tools that people can use to actually calculate some of that information?
Yes, you can go online and you can look up all sorts of different total cost of ownership calculators. You can use those, or another really good thing to do is to talk to other agencies and see what they've done. And sometimes even your state central purchasing agency can help you determine total cost of ownership, and they may have the tools that are in place for your state. Those are some things for total cost of ownership.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned cooperative contracts. When should I use a cooperative contract versus going out and writing up my own RFP as an agency?
Well, in my opinion and in my experience as a state purchasing officer, I think that a cooperative contract could be your go-to and have RFP be your secondary. And that's especially when you know what you need and you can go out to these different websites for these different cooperative contracts. They have everything from car seats to snowplows, on these cooperative contracts, and network connectivity is in there in the middle. And if you can find what you need on a cooperative contract, and I would definitely talk to your purchasing group about using those first.
Okay. Now, should I, one of the things that's kind of different about technology than, say, buying pencils or something is that, frankly, the cost of technology can go down over time. When I look at a cooperative contract, should I look at, hey, how old is this thing? Because, it may be that with certain, especially computing devices and things, they may have actually come down in price if this is a contract that may be a couple years old, for instance.
Well, actually, I don't think that that's very much of a concern most of the cooperative contracts. And that's because when they put these in place, they have to benchmark them against the commercial sector. So when the price goes down for the commercial sector, the price also goes down for public sector. And these cooperative contracts, they require that the manufacturers, especially a manufacturer held contract, that they lower the price when the price goes down for everyone else.
Okay. All right. Now, of course, the other challenge is you've got to actually have the money to buy this technology, and that can be really challenging, particularly in an environment like we are today where, the economy has been shut down for COVID-19, and so you haven't had the sales tax revenue, and You may be running into income tax issues and, eventually property tax issues. And so there may not be as much revenue available as there normally is. Are there alternatives out there for folks that still want to be able to get this the newer technology, but are needing a funding source?
I believe there are. And one of the things that I would really recommend looking at are grants. There are grants from the federal government. There's grant money from states. And there's even some private grants out there that you can apply for. So making sure that you do your research and you look at all these options is a really critical piece to the entire purchasing process.
Okay. All right. And can, you know, especially if I'm a smaller agency, you know, yes, I'd like to get the grant money, but, you know, I may not have people that know how to write grants. Is there any place where I can get some help there?
Yes, and grant writing is a skill, for sure. So, at least for Cradlepoint, Cradlepoint offers grant assistance to first responder agencies. So I'd get on the website and I'd check it out. It's the Cradlepoint Grant Assistance Program. They can help you do grant research, find out what grants are out there. They give you grant alert notices, and they can even help with your grant application reviews, you know, from a team of grant experts. So I would definitely check that out.
Okay. And when you're talking about grants, you know, should people be casting a broader net, so to speak? You know, there are not, and, you know, certainly there are grants for, you know, public safety communications and things like that. But, you know, every time I look up, it looks like there's another grant for rural broadband, for, other types of things that, you know, may have been, is there a way for me to take advantage of some of those initiatives to get what I need in terms of coverage and things like that?
Definitely. I believe there are. I mean, you can always look at grants.gov and do your research there, or you can work with our grant people, and they can help you search for those grants. And one of the big things, too, to consider is that you need to make sure that you have the right people at the table, even when you're looking for grants. And when you're considering using grant funding, because it's not just getting the funding, but it's also all of the back-end reporting and compliance requirements that go along with that grant funding that you need to consider. So making sure that your entire team is involved, everyone from your IT group to purchasing or finance, and then your contract management, your grant management, that they all are aware of what you're trying to do, and they may have ideas that can help you even get started.
All right. Well, excellent stuff. Well, we've only been able to talk for a few minutes here. Is there some way for people to get more information?
Yes, you can always go to our website, cradlepoint.com, and check it out. You know, there's go into the public safety side, and you can follow it along. It'll tell you the story, and you can look at the Cradlepoint Grant Assistance Program, and we're more than happy to help.
Okay, and then you guys will be running a webinar next week as well on this subject?
Right, that is correct. So next, on the 7th, we're doing a webinar that's going to talk about total cost of ownership and considering grant and contracting options.
All right. And so people will have a chance to actually ask questions and things like that after you all make your presentation.
Yes, it is a live webinar. So we're super excited about it. I can talk grants and contracts all day long. I know that it's most people's not their favorite subject, but it is important. And so being able to get those questions answered is going to be helpful to everyone.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and good luck with the real webinar next week.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.